be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and thought. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off, and they bowed by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns, and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. To the Eucharist today. How are you doing today? So today, I know you're going to like this homily very much, because when I started preparing the homily, I decided to practice it. As the saying says, practice what you preach, right? And I decided to practice it, and then I know that you may be wondering at this point, what is the topic of the homily? What is Father Carlos going to talk to us about? And I'm going to tell you right now what I'm going to talk about. This is the title of the homily. You also need to rest. So when I started preparing the homily, I decided to practice it. So I'm going to take a break now. And now I feel like I want to practice it again. And that's why I'm telling you that you're going to like this topic, this homily, very much, because you also need to rest. You also need to rest. And it is exactly what happening in our lives, right? We see that the schools right now are off. What are they off? Because teachers and students need to take a break. They can just study, study. No, they need to take a break. They need to rest. And the same way, those who go to work, in the middle of the work, the hard day, they need to go to lunch and take a break. And eventually, during the year, a person that works will take a break. The same thing happens when we go to the city. You go to a show in the city, and they have something called the intermission, right? What is the intermission? It's a time for the actors and the audience to take a break. And the same thing happens with if you go to a game, a sport, you go to the stadium, the players also take a break because they need to rest. It seems like all of us need to take a rest. So this is exactly what happened in today's gospel. The disciples were coming to Jesus after being preaching the good news, after being performing some miracles. So Jesus knows that they need to take a break, right? So that's why Jesus says the following. Jesus says, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest for a while." That's what Jesus says. Huh? So all of us need to take a rest, right? So this rest has to be a balance, a healthy balance. That's why we can work and we can rest, but has to be a balance between both of them. We cannot work 24/7 or rest neither rest 24/7. We need to have a healthy balance between both of them. And a personal note, for me, this is very difficult, to take a break, to take a rest, to take some rest. And sometimes I would love to go to one point, when I'm on vacation, I'm in a time off, I overbook myself too much. So I would like to go to one point, but at the end, I'm all over the place. That's what usually happens. So a few years ago, I decided to go on a trip with a priest friend and my mom and sister. We decided to go across the country. So we decided to start from New Jersey and to end in San Francisco. So we went to a few cities, a few states. Just think about how many days did I spend going across country. It was only 5 days. 5 days. So just to go from one side to the other, we passed to Chicago, Omaha, Denver, Utah, Vegas, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, only in just 5 days. So there are some pictures that remind me of that little trip that we did, just to take a rest. Can you imagine? So this is the beginning. This is my mom, my sister, and myself. We are in Chicago. This is the beginning of the trip. This is just the start. And you may be wondering how rested my mom and sister were at the end of the trip. I'm going to show you here. This is how rested they were at the end. But as you know, the Good Shepherd, who is Jesus, he wants us to take a break, to take some rest. That's why we heard in today's Psalm, Psalm 23, that we know almost by heart. Jesus is taking the sheep to a place to eat and to rest. That's what Jesus does. And that's what Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, is doing it with the disciples. He's making sure the disciples are well fed and rested. And that's what we heard today in the gospel. But today, as we are in this vacation time, we can plan a lot of things to do. So as a sheep, we cannot forget about the shepherd. That's why we need the Good Shepherd. So when we plan a lot of things to do, a lot of activities, we have to have a balance as well with our spiritual life. We have to think about how we are well fed with the spiritual life. But as the gospel says at the end, the Good Shepherd sometimes is not able to take a rest. You see that the people were coming towards Jesus, and even though Jesus told the disciples, go take a rest, Jesus saw the people and he started to help them. Why? Because he is the Good Shepherd. To the point that the gospel says that the people were like a sheep without a shepherd. And as Father Stephen mentioned last week, there are people in our community who are helping the other. Maybe they are not able to take a rest because they are performing the job of caregivers. And this is what Jesus did. Jesus, even though he wanted to take a rest, but he went and find the other and helped them. He told that they were like a sheep without a shepherd. So this is what our caregivers do. They are shepherds with the heart of Jesus Christ. Shepherds with the heart of Jesus Christ, knowing that what they are doing is a good thing. So I just want you to remember two things today. First, we need to rest from school and work. That's why I said to you, you're going to like this homily very much. Because after the Mass, I want you to take a rest. Okay, so we need to take a rest and a break from the school and work. We have to make sure this time we do that. And second, even though sometimes we want to rest all the time, we need to be always good shepherds to one another. Sometimes we cannot rest at the way we want to. But we need to care to one another. So there is a saint in the church called St. Augustine. And St. Augustine was struggling a lot to find a resting place. He was looking, searching for the meaning of his life. And this is what he says. He says, "Our Lord, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. O Lord, our hearts are restless until until they rest in you. And it's because probably we are planning many things. We want to go to rest to different places. But at the end we notice that we need a vacation after the vacation. Right? So that means that the only one who can give us the real rest is Jesus Christ. That's what he says to us. Come to me, all those who are weary, all those who are overwhelmed, that I will give you rest. Jesus Christ is the only one who can give us the true rest. So as we continue the Eucharist and as we receive the Lord in the Eucharist, let's open our hearts to him and offer him our maybe busyness or maybe our tired bodies, our worries, and we rest in him today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.